I'm Keith Sullivan, starting today's look at Lives and Times with the death notices from the Tuesday, July 9th edition of the Hartford Courant. Obituaries by town: in Avon, Alex Lloyd, Bloomfield, Colvin R. Hurdle, Bristol, Ruth G. Kaza, Ann R. Leighton, Gary R. Rossinow. In East Hartford, Sam Boone Joe, Ellington, James A. Moser, Enfield, John J. Coretto, Stephen J. Janger. In Farmington, Carol Hamel, Frederick S. Moffitt. In Granby, Nancy C. Gard. In Hartford, Robert T. Danaher, Elena M. Geisler, Saboon Joe, Joseph LaBella, John C. Watson Sr., Michelle S. Zito. In Manchester, Terry Ferguson, Reverend Chester I. Mawaka, Newington, Gertrude Serenet. Other towns in Connecticut: Anna M. Kruczewski, Richard W. Misker, Reverend Chester I. Mawaka. Out of state: Henry Atulo, Terry Ferguson, Dr. Kathleen D. Hughes, Sugboon Joe, Michael S. Zito. In Plainville, Sophie Rybeck. In Rocky Hill, Joseph LaBella, South Windsor, Eleanor M. Geisler. In Southington, Henry R. Abanizak, Ruth G. Krizara, Kathleen Lindsay. In Suffield, John J. Caruto, Tolland, Anna M. Krocheski, Tarrington, Richard W. Miska, West Hartford, Robert T. Danaher, Christine Danino, Nancy C. Gard, Carol Hummel, Fred S. Catton, Alex Lloyd, Frederick S. Moffitt. In Windsor, Dr. Kathleen D. Hughes, Stephen L. Janger. The obituaries are as follows. Stephen Lee Janger, 70, of Enfield, beloved husband for 30 years to Siberian Janger, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, July the 3rd, at his home with his wife and daughters by his side. His family will receive relatives and friends Friday, July 12th from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by a memorial service at 6 p.m. in the chapel of the Carmen Windsor Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor. Carol Foley Hamel, 90, beloved wife of the late Francis Gordon Hamel, passed away on Sunday, July the 7th. The funeral liturgy will be celebrated on Thursday, July the 11th, 11 a.m., in the Church of St. Mary, Star of the Sea, in Unionville. The arrangements are being handled by the Ahern Funeral Home, Incorporated, in Unionville. John Joseph Jack Corrado passed away on June 28th, 2 days after his 87th birthday. Visitation hours will be from 3 to 7 p.m., Friday, July the 12th, at Brown Memorial Chapels, 43 Shaker Road, Enfield. A massive Christian burial will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, July the 13th, at St. Patrick's Church, 64 Pearl Street in Enfield. Burial to follow in St. Patrick's Cemetery, 1558 King Street in Enfield. Gertrude Nowicki Serimet, 102, beloved wife of the late Edward S. Serimet Sr., departed this life on July the 8th, into the arms of Jesus, whom she dearly loved. Relatives and friends are invited to call on Friday, July the 12th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Duska Family Funeral Homes, Newington Memorial, 20 Bonaire Avenue, Newington. Words of Remembrance will be started at 6 p.m. Her funeral service will begin on Saturday, July the 13th, 9 a.m. at the Newington Memorial, followed by a Mass of Christian Burial at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Church. She will be laid to rest in Center Cemetery, Newington. Eleanor Ellie Mary Glasser, 78, of South Windsor, beloved wife for over 58 years, to Leonard B. Glasser, passed away peacefully at home on Wednesday, July the 3rd, surrounded by her loving family. All are welcome to join the family for calling hours at the Samson and Cammon Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, on Wednesday, July the 10th, from 5 to 7 p.m. A Mass of Christian Burial will be celebrated at St. Margaret Mary's Church, 80 Hayes Road in South Windsor, Thursday, July the 11th at 11 a.m. Everyone is asked to please go directly to the church. At the request of her family, the burial will be private. John Clayton Watson Sr., 75, of Hartford, husband of the late Victoria Watson, passed away on Thursday, July the 6th, at John Dempsey Hospital in Farmington. A memorial service will be held on Wednesday, July the 10th, 11 a.m. at the Cammon Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor. Michelle Susan Zito, 58, of Marietta, Georgia, formerly of Charlestown, South Carolina, loving aunt, sister, and daughter, passed away peacefully on June 24th. A committal service will be held on Saturday, July 13th, 11 a.m., directly at Mount St. Benedict Cemetery, Section L, 1 Cottage Grove Road in Bloomfield. Michelle's funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the DeSopo Funeral Chapel in Wethersfield. Sophie Ryback, 100, died peacefully at Apple Rehab Center on Wednesday, July the 3rd. Family and friends may gather on Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Plainville Funeral Home, 81 Broad Street, Plainville. Prayers and words of remembrance will be held at 11 a.m., followed by the committal services at West Cemetery. Reverend Chester Roach Mawaka, C.M., 97 years old, was born in New Haven on June 22, 1927. Father Chester died on July the 5th. A time of visitation will be held on Tuesday, July 9th at 10:30 a.m. at the Little Sisters of the Poor, St. Joseph Residence, 1365 Enfield Street in Enfield. A Mass of Christian Burial will follow at 11 a.m. Burial will be in All Saints Cemetery, North Haven. The John F. Tierney Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Henry R. Abramczyk, 97, of Southington, passed away peacefully Friday, July the 5th, at the Pines in Bristol. He was the loving husband of the late Dorothy Dottie Abramczyk for 71 years. A Mass of Christian Burial will be celebrated at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July the 11th, in the Immaculate Conception Church, 130 Summer Street in Plantsville. Burial with military honors will follow in the Immaculate Conception Cemetery in Southington. Calling hours will be held before the service from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Plantsville Funeral Home, 975 South Main Street, Plantsville. Dr. Kathleen D. Hughes of Worcester, Massachusetts, formerly of Windsor, passed away peacefully on July the 4th at home surrounded by her family. She was predeceased by her husband of 44 years, Dr. Edward Ted W. Hughes. Relatives and friends are invited to attend a memorial calling hour from 5 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, July the 13th, at Mills Funeral Home, 1158 Main Street in Holden, Massachusetts. Nancy C. Gard, 86, beloved wife of the late Paul Gard, passed away on June 28th. Funeral services were privately held on July the 1st at Beth L. Temple Cemetery in Avon. Frederick Strickland Moffitt, 95 of Farmington, died on Saturday, July 6th, surrounded by his loving family. Calling hours will be Friday, July 12th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Sheehan Hilborn Breen Funeral Home, 1084 New Britain Avenue, West Hartford, followed by a 5 p.m. memorial service. A celebration of life will be held at the Rock Ledge Golf Club, 289 South Main Street, West Hartford, beginning at 7 p.m. Burial will be private at Fairview Cemetery in West Hartford. The Sheehan Hilborn Breen Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. James Allen Moser, 84 of Ellington, loving husband for 65 years, to Jane Moser, passed away peacefully at home on Saturday, July 6th. All are welcome to join his family for visitation at Longview Fellowship Center, 34 Middle Butcher Road in Ellington, Tuesday, July 9th, from 5 to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be at the Apostolic Christian Church, 34 Middle Butcher Road in Ellington, on Wednesday, July 10th, with a short visitation from 9 to 10 a.m., with services starting at 10:15 a.m. The Ladd, Tarkenton, and Cavan Funeral Home has charge of the arrangements. Fred S. Catton, 97 of West Hartford, died July 3rd. A private graveside service with full military honors will be held on Monday, July the 8th, at B'nai Tikva Shalom Cemetery. For the Shiver details, please contact the Emmanuel Synagogue. The funeral arrangements have been provided by the Hebrew Funeral Association. Christina Danino, 96 of West Hartford, beloved wife of the late Quintino Danino Sr., died on Sunday, July 7th. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated on Tuesday, July 11th, 10 a.m. at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 872 Farmington Avenue, West Hartford. Burial will follow in Fairview Cemetery, West Hartford. Song Boon Ju, 82, passed away peacefully on June 29th in Greenwich, surrounded by her family. She was formerly of East Hartford. She was the wife of the late Duracaro June. A private ceremony will be held by the family and burial will follow in St. Joseph's Cemetery, Willimantic. Colvin R. Huddle, 80, of Bloomfield, and beloved husband for over 40 years to Mary Potter Hurdle, passed away into eternal peace on Friday, June 28th. Kelvin's family will receive relatives and friends Thursday, July 11th, 9 to 10 a.m., followed by a celebration of life at 10 a.m., at Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses, 500 Tower Avenue in Bloomfield. The interment will take place in Mountain View Cemetery, Bloomfield, at 3 p.m. For the complete obituary and online condolences, please visit www.CammonFuneralHome.com. Joseph LaBella, 85, beloved husband of Roberta LaBella of Rocky Hill, passed away on July 7th. Friends and relatives are invited to call on the LaBella family on Thursday, July 11th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Farley Sullivan Funeral Home, 34 Beaver Road in Weathersfield. The funeral services will be Friday, July 12th, 9 a.m. from the Farley Sullivan Funeral Home, followed by a mass of Christian burial celebrating Joseph's life at 10 a.m. in the Church of the Incarnation of Christ the King Parish, 544 Prospect Street in Weathersfield. Burial will follow in Cedar Hill Cemetery, 453 Fairfield Avenue in Hartford. Henry William Burrell Aturi, age 5, of Montgomery, Vermont, passed away on July 3rd at home. Friends may call 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 13th, at the Curtis, Bridge, and Bofford Funeral Home, 37 Lake Road, Newport, Vermont. A reception will follow in the private hall of the East Side Restaurant, 47 Landing Street in Newport, Vermont. Anne Marie Korchowski, 81, of Tolland, beloved wife of Joseph Joe Kratowski, Sr., died unexpectedly on Wednesday, June 12th, surrounded by her loving family. For the full obituaries and complete service details, please visit www.smallandpetrusfuneralhome.com. Alex Lloyd, 81, of Avon and Palm City, Florida, died on July 7th. Visiting hours will be held Friday, July 12th, 9 to 11 a.m. at the Ahern Funeral Home, 180 Farmington Avenue in Hartford. A celebration of life and reception will begin at noon at the Hartford Golf Club at 134 Norwood Road in West Hartford. Terry Arnott Ferguson passed away on Friday night at 64 years of age. There are no calling hours or arrangements listed. Robert T. Danaher, known affectionately as Bob, passed away on July the 3rd in his home in West Hartford at the age of 73. Services will be held at the Molloy Funeral Home, 906 Farmington Avenue, West Hartford, on July 12th at 11 a.m. Friends and family may call from 9:45 to 10:45 prior to the service. Burial will follow in Fairview Cemetery, West Hartford. We now move our attention to the Wednesday, July 10th edition of the Hartford Courant, Death Notices by Town. Michael R. Dawcroft in Bloomfield, Carmen C. Bernadetto, Bristol Jack M. Sadecki, Enfield Joan Manning, William F. Zanks Jr. In Hartford, Andrea Johnson, Kenneth M. Kryback. In Manchester, Joan E. Derby, New Britain, Carol R. Christensen. Other towns in Connecticut, Carol R. Christensen. Other state, Kenneth M. Kilbeck. In Rocky Hill, Brian P. Smith, Mark Tennyson. In Suffield, Joel Manning. Torrington, Jean Hordak. In Weathersfield, Andrea Johnson. The obituaries are as follows. Carmen C. Bernadetto, 93, of Bloomfield, husband for 61 years, to the late Louise Bernadetto, passed away suddenly at home on July the 6th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, July 13th, at the South Congregational Church, 277 Main Street, Hartford. Interment with military honors will be held in Cedar Hill Cemetery, Hartford. Joan Horak, 87, of Rocky Hill, passed away May the 19th. She was predeceased by her husband, Stephen Horak, Calling hours will be held at the Phelan Funeral Home, 285 Minion Avenue, Torrington, from 10 to 11 a.m. on Friday, July 12th, followed by burial in New St. Francis Cemetery, 863 Main Street in Torrington. Jack M. Sadecki, 81, of Bristol, beloved husband of Jacqueline Sadecki, died on Sunday, July the 7th, at the Pines at Bristol, surrounded by his loving family. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated on Friday, July the 12th, at 12 noon, at St. Gregory the Great Church, 235 Maltby Street in Bristol. Burial will follow in St. Joseph's Cemetery, 522 Terryville Avenue in Bristol. Relatives and friends may call at the Funk Funeral Home, 35 Bellevue Avenue, Bristol, on Friday between 10 and 11:30 a.m. Michael R. Dicon, 80, of Avon, loving husband to the late Kathleen Norbert Dicon, passed away peacefully Tuesday, June 25th, at his home. A committal service will be held on Friday, July the 12th, 11 a.m., directly at St. Anne's Cemetery, 289 Arch Road in Avon. Michael's funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the DeSopo Funeral Chapel in Wethersfield. Joan Manning, 87, of Suffield, formerly of Enfield, passed away peacefully at her home, surrounded by her family, on June 29th. She was the loving wife of James Manning for 61 years. Relatives and friends may call on Joan's family Monday, July 15th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Meet Stevens Enfield Chapel, 61 South Road, Enfield. A funeral home service will be held on Tuesday, July 16th at 11 a.m. The service will be live streamed, available at the time of the service on Joan's obituary page listed at leetstevens.com. Burial will be held privately at the convenience of the family. Brian P. Smith, 63, of Rocky Hill, passed away on Saturday, July the 6th. The New Britain Memorial Donald D. Sagarino Funeral Home, 444 Farmington Avenue, New Britain, has been entrusted with the arrangements. Burial services will be private at the family's convenience. Andrea Johnson, 77, cherished wife of John J. Johnson for over 54 years, passed away peacefully with loved ones by her side Monday, July the 8th at John Dempsey Hospital in Farmington. Funeral services will begin at 9:45 a.m. on Friday, July 12th from the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Follybrook Boulevard, Wethersfield, followed by a mass of Christian burial celebrated at 11 a.m. at Holy Trinity Church, 53 Capitol Avenue in Hartford. Burial will follow in Cedar Hill Cemetery, Fairfield Avenue, Hartford. The family will receive relatives and friends on Thursday, July 11th, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Funeral Home Chapel. Mark Tennyson, 67, of Rocky Hill, passed away on Monday, July the 1st, surrounded by his loving family. The family will receive friends and relatives on Friday, July 12th, 10 to 11 a.m. at Rose Hill Memorial Funeral Home, 580 Elm Street, Rocky Hill. A service with Reverend David Flaguzzi of Rocky Hill Congregational Church officiating will follow. The interment will be held in Rose Hill Memorial Park, Rocky Hill. William Bill Zanks, Jr., 85, of Enfield, beloved husband of the late Irene Zanks, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, July 2nd, at Parkway Pavilion, Family and friends may gather from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, July 13th, at Leet Stevens Infield Chapel, 61 South Road, Infield, followed by a funeral service at Leet Stevens at 1 p.m. Burial will be held privately in Hazardville Cemetery at the convenience of the family. On June 25, 2024, Kenneth M. Kilback, formerly of Madison, passed away at the age of 80 in Palm City, Florida. A celebration of life will be held at a future date. Jean Ellen Derby, 93, passed away on July the 4th. She was the beloved wife of 59 years to the late James L. Derby. Jean's family will receive relatives and friends on July the 12th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Holmes Watkins Funeral Home, 400 Main Street, Manchester. The church service will be on July the 13th at 10 a.m. at the Gilliard Congregational Church, 672 Gilliard Street in Hebron. Burial will be in the Gilliard Cemetery. Carol R. Christensen, 73, of Pigeon Swamp Road in Lebanon, died peacefully on July the 7th. Private services will be held in New Britain. That will do it for today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need any information on the obituaries I've read, please call me or Chris, 860-727-9579. I'm Keith Sullivan. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe, healthy, happy, and cool. We'll talk again real soon.
If you would like to make a donation to Chris Radio in honor of a friend or relative, please mail it to Chris Radio, 315 Windsor Avenue, Windsor, Connecticut, 06095.